G'day, g'day, welcome back. We are now over the halfway mark of the hybrid cloud workloads backup and storage course, or storage and backup course, if you prefer to use the correct term. We're up to module 4 now, and in this particular module, we are going to be looking at Microsoft Azure backup. So backup as a way of extending Windows backup and utilizing Microsoft Azure storage as a method of storing your backup. So in this particular section, first of all, we're going to talk about what Windows Azure Backup actually is. And then we will jump into a demo and show you how we would actually set this up to start backing up our local server to an Azure storage blob. All right, jumping into Windows Azure Backup. So Windows Azure Backup is a new feature or a new service in Windows Azure. And in a nutshell, it provides simple and reliable server backup to the cloud. Another way to think about it is that it enhances existing Microsoft backup tools with cloud backup capabilities that they haven't had before. These cloud backups are efficient and they're secure, two key priorities to keep in mind when considering cloud services. But let's have a look at the solution in a little more detail. Microsoft Azure Backup helps protect server data against loss and corruption by enabling backup to off-site cloud storage in Microsoft Azure. The service delivers on three key values: reliable off-site data protection, a simple and integrated solution, and efficient backup and recovery. So let's look at each of these in turn. Firstly, reliable off-site data protection. Local backups leave data vulnerable to unfortunate events such as fire. Continuously migrating backup media off-site can be really inconvenient. Microsoft Azure Backup provides convenient, automated, off-site data protection that stores data safely away from your premises, reducing the need to secure and protect on-site backup media. Safe data. Data stored in Microsoft Azure is geo-replicated among Microsoft Azure data centers for additional protection. And then finally, we have encrypted backups. Your data is encrypted before it leaves your premises, and it remains encrypted in Microsoft Azure, and only you retain the key to this. In terms of a simple and integrated solution, we have a very familiar interface. Small businesses protecting a single or a few servers can use their familiar Windows Server inbox backup tools to protect their data manually or on a regular automated schedule. Larger organizations that may be using System Center 2012 R2 can use the Data Protection Manager component to centrally manage backups across multiple servers. And indeed, we'll look at that in a little more detail in the next module. And of course, we have Windows Azure integration. Windows Azure Backup is fully integrated with the Azure Management Portal for sign-up, billing, and web-based management, so it becomes incredibly easy to set it up and get it up and running in your data center. In terms of the last key value point here, in terms of efficient backup and recovery, the first thing we get is efficient use of bandwidth and storage. So Microsoft Azure Backup conserves our WAN bandwidth and Microsoft Azure storage by sending only changes to files with incremental backups, and that's particularly important. Of course, you need to think about how you're going to do your restore. If you do everything with incremental backups, then yes, you're only sending smaller changes across to the backup storage location. But an incremental backup will take a lot longer to restore because we need to get the full backup down. And then, of course, we need to restore every incremental backup from that point to the last incremental backup to represent the final resting point of the data. So whilst you can conserve storage, you do need to think about how fast we can restore it later on down the track. We have flexible configuration. We have configurable data retention policies, data compression and data transfer throttling, and that provides for both flexible backup policies as well as backup efficiency. We get flexibility in recovery. Incremental backups enable point-in-time recovery to multiple versions of the data, plus you can recover just what you need with file-level recovery. But of course, we support all other backup methods that we would normally support with Windows backup as well. And finally, it's cost-effective. Microsoft Azure Backup helps us control costs by reducing the need for local storage and off-site media management while benefiting from simple storage-based pricing with no per-server or data transfer fees. So when can you use Microsoft Azure Backup? If you're already using System Center Data Protection Manager, you can start using Microsoft Azure Backup today because it integrates with System Center Data Protection Manager, and we'll look at that a little further soon. If you're a small business or a branch office and you have a small number of servers to protect, Microsoft Azure Backup integrates with the in-box Windows Server backup tools you may already be using, or also integrates with Windows Server Essentials if you happen to be using that particular product. Microsoft Azure Backup is suitable for any workload, file servers, SharePoint, SQL, Exchange, or others, and Microsoft Azure Backup integrates with Windows Server technologies to help make that happen. So from the previous slide, we've seen that Microsoft Azure Backup is suitable for a variety of organizations and workloads, but let's look at how Microsoft Azure Backup works in more detail. And we'll start with how to use Microsoft Azure Backup in a small business environment or branch office. Now, as previously mentioned, if you have a small number of servers and you want to protect the data they hold using the built-in tools, the process to configure Microsoft Azure Backup is really simple. First thing we do is we sign up for a Microsoft Azure account. This will provide you access to the Microsoft Azure Management Portal. From there, you can select the recovery services option and add the Microsoft Azure Backup service to your account. The next step involves an exchange of data. We'll cover the certificate part later on in the security section, but for now, I want to call out installing the agent on the server or servers that you want to register to use the Microsoft Azure Backup service. As mentioned, the Microsoft Azure Backup agent integrates with the existing Windows Server Backup tool, although you're free to use that tool, Windows Server Essentials Backup, or the agent itself. Any of these three can be used for backup. When you start the tool after the agent installation, you register this server using your certificate. Then you configure what data you want to backup and what schedule you want to use. And that's it. If you're using a schedule, the server will now backup your data to that schedule. You can monitor backups from the backup tool to see when the backup ran, when the next one will run, and to view any issues. If you need to recover data at any time, for example, a server failure, or even the accidental deletion of a file or folder from a location being protected, you can use the backup tool to recover that data. Windows Azure Backup provides very granular recovery options, either to the original server or to a different one. And recovering data to an alternative server is obviously going to be a good practice for testing recovery purposes. Right, so the process for using System Center Data Protection Manager is similar, and indeed we'll cover this in more detail in the next module. First of all, we obviously sign up for the account. That provides us access to the portal. From there, we select the recovery services option and we add the Microsoft Azure Backup service to the account. Then what we do is we install the agent. We configure the DPM server and the schedule of the backup. We then backup, and of course we restore as and when we need to. And we'll be delivering a lot more information on that in the next module. Now let's have a look at security. So the first stage in the transfer process is the encryption of your data on premises using your key. Your data stays encrypted with your key when you transit over the wire to Microsoft Azure Storage. Your data stays encrypted while in Microsoft Azure Storage. It is never decrypted while it resides in Microsoft Azure Storage. Your data can only be decrypted once it's restored on your premises. Only you have the decryption key to do this. To this end, it's really important to protect that key. Make sure you back up your key, make sure you keep the key safe, make sure you store a copy of the key off-site. Your data cannot be decrypted without it, and in the event of key loss, sorry, we can't help you. Microsoft cannot help you because we do not keep a copy of your key and we have no access to it. The key is never passed to Microsoft Azure during any Microsoft Azure backup. So you really, really need to be thinking about this. And keep in mind the value of Microsoft Azure Storage. You know, we have over 4 trillion objects. We process an average of 270,000 requests per second. We reach peaks of 880,000 requests per second. Microsoft Azure Storage is the underpinning to everything in Azure that requires storage. And our storage system provides a solid, robust data platform for different services that make use of it, such as blobs, tables, and drives. As you can see, our Azure Storage is like a giant hard drive, only better. We store that data 3 times, as we've mentioned a few times now. And of course, when it comes to geo-replication, you can make sure that the 3 copies of your data are also replicated to another data center at least 400 miles away. Sounds good? Sounds like it might be a great idea. Maybe you're not using Store Simple right now, as our previous module talked about, and you want to look at how we can utilize the inbox Windows backup capabilities to start backing up to Microsoft Azure Storage. Well, why don't we go and have a look at how it's done? You've heard about the process. Let's see what it looks like in reality. Okay, so here we are in the Microsoft Azure Management Console, and what we're going to do here now is set up Microsoft Azure Backup. So the first thing we'll need to do, the fundamental workflow that we experience when we backup and restore files and folders to and from Windows Azure Backup by using the Windows Azure Backup agent, are the same workflows that you would experience using any other type of backup. You identify the items to backup, and then the items are copied to a storage location where they can be used later if they're needed. Windows Azure Backup delivers business continuity benefits by providing a backup solution that requires no additional hardware costs other than a broadband internet connection. So the first thing I'm going to do is set up the vault in order for us to back up into from our on-premises infrastructure. What I'm going to do here is click on recovery services, like so. And to store my backups, I need to create a backup vault. So I do this by selecting new and choosing backup from the tree and then choosing quick create. I simply type the name to identify this and I select the best region for me. And in this case, I'm going to choose West US. I click create and now within seconds, I have myself a container created. So what we'll do now is we'll refresh that like so. And then what we'll do is we'll see our current container. We now have a Contoso corporate recovery container. We can see that as a backup vault. Next step, we need to do some configuration on both the container and our local server executing the backup. So I'll click this to open the vault. Azure provides an easy step-by-step process for us. First, what we need to do is upload a certificate we're creating on our server earlier using the Make Cert tool. So I will manage my certificate. We now simply browse the local server and we select the certificate that we created earlier on our local server and click OK to continue. Next, we need to download the agent, which we'll integrate into our local Windows Server Backup tool. So we'll do that by clicking the Download Agent link. And I can choose from a number of agents, either Windows Server, Data Protection Manager, or Windows Server Essentials. I'll choose to download the Windows Server agent here now. And the agent walks me through a quick wizard. So first of all, I'll choose to accept the terms of the supplemental notice and click OK. And now we do a prereq check for PowerShell on the local server because we're going to utilize this to connect me up to the backup vault for the first time we use it, and then we can start backing up to that backup vault from that point on. We're confirming the install paths here for where we're going to put this particular Azure backup agent. And then we choose our Windows update settings. We then do the install and we're done. Now we'll click finish and continue. So, now that we've completed doing what we're doing, the next thing we need to do is set up the actual backup tool. So what I've done is I've opened up Windows Server Backup, and the agent now adds a new selection into our Windows Server Backup tool to enable backup into our Azure Vault, like so. So first we need to register each server that we want to back up from Azure to Azure. So I'll click Register Server. We can use a proxy if that's needed. And then we need to browse for the certificate that we're going to use to communicate securely with Azure. I'll choose my certificate and click OK. And what I now need to do is select the backup vault that I want to use. So when I choose to create and use this certificate, it utilizes the certificate to connect to Azure, to read all of the backup vaults I have available to me, and provide them in a drop-down list. I'll click Next. And now we need to generate a passphrase for the encryption. We can do this automatically, and we can save it to a local location for safekeeping. As you can see, I can browse, I can save that to a local place. Now I'll hit register, and as you can see, we've now registered with our backup vault, and we are now able to back up directly to that backup vault running in Microsoft Azure. So we can start thinking about backing up our server securely now. So let's schedule a backup. Again, a really easy wizard process for us to follow. I'm going to choose the files that I want to back up by navigating my local structure. In this example, let's just choose the certificates folder. We'll click OK, click Next, and I can choose the schedule, even multiple schedules up to 3 times a day. And my last configuration is the retention policy. I want to change this and can do so via the dropdown. And I'll select 30 days. I want to keep this stuff in Microsoft Azure for 30 days. I can now view my choices and finalize the schedule. And there we go. I'll close that down now. So let's fast forward a little. The backup's executed as per the schedule. So we'll take a look in Azure to see what it looks like. Now I can see my vaults under protected items. And I can see the latest backup, which is just completed. I can also view all of the servers in my organization which are connected to my Azure backup service. Now let's show how we can easily restore a file from Microsoft Azure. So back in the Windows Server Backup tool, I simply click on Recover Data. I choose the server I want to recover from. It doesn't have to be the local server. The way I want to find files, so I can either browse for files or search for them. I select the backup vault where my backups reside, and select the recovery time frame I want to backup from. Now I choose the files and folders to restore. I have options on how the data is restored, either I want to restore it to its original location or to another, even what happens when the files exist already locally, so I can determine what I want to do with those duplicate files. We're all set, now we just hit recover. And the job's done. My files are fully restored from the Azure Vault. You can see how easy it is here to use Windows Backup to help you protect important server data offsite with automated backups to Microsoft Azure where they're available for easy data restoration. And there you have it, guys. So that was Module 4, backing up in Microsoft Azure Backup. Again, we have our three major resources for you to look at. TechNet Evaluation Center, go there. Grab yourself a copy of Windows Server 2012 R2 and System Center 2012 R2 and start playing with that. Go to TechNet Virtual Labs and you will get to play with this backup procedure. There is actually a lab directly on Microsoft Azure Backup. And then finally, keep sticking around with MVA, keep racking up those points, get yourself that gold cup. All right, well, we are four modules down of this six-module MVA course. So next module, we'll start looking at delving a little bit deeper into Data Protection Manager and seeing how Data Protection Manager can be used not only to back up your on-premises solution as part of your hybrid cloud solution, but also how we can start utilizing Windows Azure Storage for the backups associated with that particular product as well. Thanks for listening.